Hello, are you there?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. So this is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am on the line with Lori Wagner, writer, teacher, and coach, who teaches fabulous classes live in the San Francisco Bay Area and also online through her website, 27powers.org. And I have been fortunate enough, Lori, to take some of your classes, so I know the power of them. Mm-hmm. And but what I'm really excited about today to talk to you about is your new e-course, Telling True Stories.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Like title, like, yay.
Just the title itself is enough to ponder on for a while. So what does it mean to tell true stories?
Right. That's great. Well, let's see. I think that I love the title, Telling True Stories. It's a 5-week e-course. And what it will be, really the focus of it, is what happens when we are able to use language in our stories and talk about our lives or the things going on around us with a sense of accuracy. And what I mean by that is, what is it to actually just soberly land the right language, use the right language to tell the stories in a true and simple and honest way, as opposed to being very writerly, or opposed to coming up with fantastic tales, or as opposed to being very literary and using our heads? What is it to actually use plain, accurate language to tell our stories? Telling our stories.
I can tell you what happened for me when I just heard that was this sense of relief, because
right.
as someone who loves to write, I can get so right. tangled up in right. that being a writer place.
Yeah. Right.
And what I hear from you is that this course is not about that. Is that right?
No. That's right. That's right. I came up with a metaphor that I think describes it really nicely, which is just like when you see a chiropractor and they align your bones so that there's no pain in your body. When you sit down to write and you lay down words that are simple and true, it aligns your soul. It calms you. Because it's just honest, you know. So that's really what I practice with people when I'm teaching live classes and doing wild writing. That's what we're doing too. We're just actually trying to get the whole business of writing and the sort of jitteriness of trying to communicate out of the way, so we can just work instinctively and choose the word that is accurate and correct, and even keeping it simple. I think simple writing is really honest writing.
You know, and what I've been interested in this conversation is that you've used the word accurate
mm-hmm.
a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
What does that mean? How do I know when I'm sitting down to write, or will I know when I'm taking your class,
mm-hmm.
what the accurate right. word is?
That's right. You know, it's like when I heard you say that word accurate, I think authentic, I think integrity, I think, you know, those are the words. And so how do I know? So when I'm sitting down to write, one of the things that I try to do is, especially when I'm just getting words on a page, is I try to write as quickly as possibly, so I'm not using my head to come up with that better word. I'm actually using the sort of the words that are coming to me quickly and instinctively. And those words I know are coming from a deeper place. They're not coming from Smarty Pants' head, right?
Yeah.
They're coming from
yes.
they're coming from another place altogether that is deeper and more instinctive. And so what I find for myself is if I allow myself to just tumble straight into the writing the next word and the word after that and the word after that, I often stumble into that accurate word. And it's funny because, and I know it's accurate because I can almost feel it as it's coming out of me and things happen. A great example is yesterday I was in a live class and I'd given a poem as a prompt, and a woman was writing the poem. It was actually a very light and funny poem, but there was a line in the poem about tying someone to a chair and getting the poetry out of them and beating the poetry out of them.
Ah.
And she was just writing, you know, her piece was kind of light, and then she comes to that line where she's actually writing into that line, and it triggers for her. She says, this reminds me of academia and when I was in an academic program. And suddenly she just keeps writing, but as she's reading, she just starts to weep because somehow the image of the chair and the beating the poem out of the person, and the way she was writing about it, because she was just writing instinctively, she landed the correct words that opened up like a mine inside of her. And another way to say it, I hope I'm being clear here, but I think of these golden accurate words as sort of landmines inside of us, that when we step on the accurate word, it opens up about 1,000 more words that are just sitting there waiting to come out. They have resonance. These words have resonance, and they're just sitting on top of many more words. And that's writing instinctively and not from your head.
Oh, that, what a beautiful place to be. And I know from being in the live classes with you that something happens that evokes that kind of truth-telling and accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me a little bit? So with the e-course, we won't have you. You know, you're such a great teacher. And I guess not that we won't have you, but how will we have you? How?
Right. That's a great and wonderful challenge of being virtual together. You know, I've been teaching for 12 years online at writers.com, and so I actually feel very close to so many of my online students. But, you know, my challenge is to actually use the accurate language, the language with the most resonance in my lessons that I give people, in the way that I communicate with people throughout the class, in the assignments that they get, so that there's actual resonance for me as I write the script, write the lessons, to communicate to them. And then people will turn in pieces every week. There'll be 4 assignments a week and a deadline every week. And I will be choosing a few pieces a week just to show people how to communicate to each other, show them how to respond. And so I'll be there, but I hope that what you feel from me in the course comes across in the way that I communicate my lessons and the way I just communicate weekly to the whole class. That's what I'm going with.
And will the classes be, are they all written? Is there audio, video? What is the format?
Right. The classes are all written, and then there'll be a Monday lesson and a Wednesday lesson and these assignments, and then on Friday there'll be an audio interview with a really great writer that is meant to inspire people.
Ooh, that sounds great.
Yeah,
I'm
really excited. So, yeah, it's, you know, how to create. I think when you go to my website, there's that really great picture of the fire circle outside our house. And it's this great picture of a fire circle with all these, like, we brought our couches outside, and sometimes we do that for big events. We'll bring all our couches outside and sit by the fire. And the feeling that I really wanted to create in the writing of this course and the way I language this course, back to language and accuracy, is I want you to feel like you're sitting by that fire, like we're together.
I love that. And having been gifted by being able to be at some of those fires, I know what that feels like. And I also know, like, your ability to create community. You know, we didn't put that in the bio, but I think that should be in there somewhere, because that also is a huge thing that you bring, is a community of people who are all writing their stories, their truths.
Yeah, and you know what I love about the thank you, Sherry, what I love about the title, Telling True Stories, is that it's not going to appeal to everyone. I was talking to someone yesterday, and she wasn't sure that it appealed to her, because it got her scared, like, oh, holy moly, I'm going to tell 2 stories to, you know, a classroom of people. So what I like about that is that if it calls to you, beautiful. If it doesn't, that's great. You know, there are so many classes. But one of the things that I really try to follow is creating classes and community. Whatever I create, I want it to come from a true place in me. It has to come from my curiosity, the place that I'm trying to reach for, and I'm always trying to reach for true stories, whether I'm in a conversation with you, my friend, or with my children, or online with people. I'm always trying to land something accurate and that it has integrity. That, for me, makes me breathe real easy, you know?
like the chiropractic work.
Exactly. It settles me. And I also want to say one other thing, which is that I think there's a difference between confession and telling true stories. You know, some people think, well, oh, I don't want to have to air my dirty laundry. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a chance for you to have to suss out every horrible thing or every shameful thing. I don't see it that way, you know. I see it like, telling true stories is about our simple experiences going to the market, noticing things, having an interaction with a parent or a child. It's these deep human moments, very simple. But the class is so much about waking up in the midst of being at the market, going to the doctor's office with your kid, having that conversation with your husband or whatever. It's about waking up to the humanity in those moments. It's about starting to notice what's around you. It's about getting out of our rushy, rushy, busy, busy head and paying attention to what's going on in the story, right where you are. You know,
I love about that for myself is that it allows space for all the whole range of humanity to come forward.
That's right. Because it's around us all the time, you know. I think a lot of times for people who are thinking about writing, they think, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to spend a whole day, or I'm finally going to get to it. Well, it's happening all the time. You know, a friend of mine, Jeff Greenwald, who I really admire, said to me a long time ago, he's a great travel writer, and he said, I'm writing even when I'm not writing. So he's always in the writing mode, in the writing head, and that's really what I want to wake people up to. So it's not about, you know, changing your life and sitting down for 5 hours a day or getting the right pens or anything like that. It starts with beginning to pay attention.
I love that. And again, to add that I think that what makes you so wonderful as a teacher is that you inspire that. You are living that all the time, and, you know, even though I haven't had yet the chance to take your e-course, I have no doubt that that's going to come through in there, which is that inspiration to really just be present to who we are and what is happening in our lives.
Thank you. I think it's, you know, it's an ambition of mine to live that more frequently. I think just as I live out of that, you know, and I fall into busy, busy rush mind or freaking out because blah, 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 then, you know, it's, and you know, because you meditate and you have a practice, is that so much of the practice is returning to the practice, you know. It's not just being this Buddha head all the time. It's like, oh, back to the breath. And so in the story or in the moment of your life, it's like, you know, okay, back to what I see. Back to, you know, back to presence, you know.
Our time, unfortunately, is almost up, but I just have to say something funny that happened when I was thinking about talking to you today and thinking about telling true stories. Was the expression popped into my head, the truth hurts.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, it's funny, it just dropped in, and
oh,
I thought,
great.
Wow, and I thought, no, you know, my experience
I love that, Sherry.
So much the opposite. My experience is when I can get to the place where I can be truthful with myself, even, I don't even have to say anything to anybody else, it's that's the most freeing place in the world for me.
Isn't that funny? I love that you said that. It's so right, because it's so not true. The truth doesn't hurt.
I know.
The truth is a relief, you know.
I know.
It's funny that we have become a culture that's so afraid of that, too, but there's nothing I love more than being with people who are telling the truth. And the other thing that's so great is when you tell the truth, like to yourself or even to another person, you give them space to do the same, and that's how we start to change the water, you know.
Yes. So, I mean, I guess I just really, I wanted to leave this conversation with just that thought of how much, for me, how much freedom and feeling of expansiveness has come from just being able, even if it's just a few words of truth, even if it's, I just eke out a tiny little bit, you know.
Yeah, really. I love that, Sherry. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I always love talking to you, and I appreciate, you know, the opportunity to have this conversation.
And so the best place for people to go is where do you want to send them for more information?
I want to send them to my website, and that would be www.27powers.org. And I think that's the best place to send them. On that website, there's going to be a link to the e-course. And that's the best place to send them right now.
Perfect. Well, Lori, thank you. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.